Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Let's go now to another intriguing story, because rescuers are expanding their search into deeper waters as they hunt for the submersible that went missing near the wreck of the Titanic. I'm sure you're tracking this story. The US Coast Guard have swarmed a remote area in the Atlantic in search of the vessel called, it's called the Titan, or simply Titan, which it went missing last Sunday, and there are five people on board, which is a huge worry. I'm joined now by Chris Parry, who's a former Royal Navy Rear Admiral. Chris, you're very welcome to the programme. This is a very difficult rescue mission.
Yeah, it's a very serious situation. I think even before you start thinking about a rescue, you have to think about the difficulties of actually finding this vessel. It's only about 20 feet long. It's made of glass-reinforced plastic, and it's 4 kilometres down. It's about one of the remotest places on Earth to get something back from. I was talking to somebody earlier and said, you know, it's almost the same difficulty of getting somebody back from the moon.
What's it like when you're 4 kilometres down undersea?
Well, I have to tell you, I haven't had personal experience, but the sort of situation that you're being confronted with is you've got a very uneven surface. It's almost a mountainous country down there. Titanic herself sits on a ridge. You've got very powerful currents underwater. It's very dark, of course. It's very cold. And you can only see, even with your searchlights, about 15 feet in front of you. So this is a dangerous environment, and you have to be well prepared, not only in what you're doing, but having a backup plan in case it goes wrong.
So it's pitch dark, really, isn't it?
Yeah, nothing.
The amount of oxygen they have, Chris, is obviously a worry then.
Well, in fact, before the oxygen, I worry about the electricity, to tell you the truth. You know, the battery power is only so much. And if they've used that up in trying to sort of resurface or something like that, they're running out of that. They're getting very cold. It would be like a fridge in there at the moment. They've got survival gear. But you're absolutely right. The hope rests on the amount of oxygen they've got. But the other issue is, how on earth are you going to get A, detect them, and secondly, get them back to the surface again? There are only two options of getting them back, and that is to put a wire around them or put a hook on them and drag them to the surface. And one of the rescue vessels has got a crane on it, but we've never done anything from 4 kilometres before. Or you send down another submersible, which has mechanical arms that can actually hug the stricken craft and bring it to the surface. But again, you know, it weighs 10 tons. This is a significant bit of kit. And again, it's never been done before. So it would be quite remarkable.
It would be remarkable even to get to that point, to try and figure out the logistics of this, because the expansive area they're searching is huge, isn't it?
Well, I have to tell you, I think this is just a morale booster. They're not in a position to search underwater at the moment. They don't actually have any sensors that can actually penetrate underwater. The best they can do is look on the surface to see if they've used compressed air to blast themselves to the surface and just sitting there. I think they would have been found by now, to tell you the truth. Or they're listening for an active ping from the distress beacon. It's rather like a black box in an aeroplane, but there's been no evidence of that. So the passive sensors they're using to listen, the hydrophones they're using to listen for that, haven't indicated that they've heard anything coming from that. And I think I'm afraid it's very worrying that the last we heard from this vessel was about 5:30 on Sunday morning when it was descending to the depths. I'm an optimist like most people in Ireland, but I worry a lot, and this is a very worrying situation.
So basically, the hope is that they've resurfaced somewhere. Is that right?
Yeah, but I think they would have been detected by now. Okay. You've got military aircraft up there at the moment. You've got ships. They've got radars that will pick up even a rubber dinghy. So if they were on the surface, you'd expect them to have been detected by now, to tell you the truth. And, of course, they've got radios, which they can use once they're clear of the surface. Nothing, I'm afraid, has been detected. And although we're going to hope for the best, I think we have to prepare for a very serious situation.
And the black box ping that you mentioned there, in terms of showing their GPS or their whereabouts, would that work at 4 kilometres underwater?
Yeah, well, you can pick up sound. Sound travels quite a long way, and certainly with the sort of sonobuoys and passive sensors that the military deploy, you can pick up that sort of thing. The really telling issue is we've heard nothing. It's almost as if the thing switched off instantly.
My goodness, it's a perilous situation. Chris Parry, former Royal Navy Rear Admiral, thank you very much indeed for joining us and explaining that story in all its terrible detail. Well, if there's any breakthrough in that, between now and the end of the programme, we'll be certain to bring it to you.